in a tomorrow. No, 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 no. Never gonna lose, never gonna lose, never gonna lose. It will never lose. No, no, we will never lose. Never gonna lose, never gonna lose, never gonna lose.
If you know what we're singing about, just wave your hand. Holy temple. Feel his presence in the atmosphere. Amen, amen. But let's all give God the highest praise, which is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Those of you with your Bibles, would you please turn with me to the New Testament book of Philippians? Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. It's right behind Ephesians. Right next door to Ephesians. Oh, the Lord has hooked us up here together, y'all. Let me tell you. Ephesians chapter 1, together we will read verses 27 through 30. 27 through 29, I'm sorry. That's right, 30. I was right, 30. 27 through 30, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 27 through 30. Amen. You have that, say amen. Amen. Let us raise our Bible high as we make our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. Let us read verses 27 through 30, Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. I said next door to Ephesians. Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 through 30. Let us read. Only let your conversation be the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to also suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me, and now. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord as he adds to us the richness of his word. Amen. Think with me shortly from this theme. We are one. Look at your neighbor very nicely and look at him and repeat after me. Neighbor, want you to know it's in the blood. Amen. If you paid attention to the scriptures that was chosen on this morning, you see that God has given us a message today. And the message is, you may have come in individually, but now that you're here, you are part of a big family. You're not to go on anything through anything by yourself, neither can anyone hit you by yourself. I came in, grew up in a family of eight, and of that eight, my mother and father adopted four other men. So there was 12 people in our house, actually 15 with my mother, father, and my grandmother. So 15 of us. And my mother had a rule. If somebody hits you, tell them it's 14 more coming. Because we was family. You saw us individually, but if you hit one of us, what was coming? 14 more. She didn't say 14, she said 14. And we is coming right now. When are we coming? Right now. How many of y'all grew up in a family like that? Uh-huh. See, as I can say, my mama told us, you don't have to stand right there and get whooped, but tell her, I'll be back in a minute. Uh-huh. So we knew when we was in a fight, tell her, no, come on, follow me home. Come on, follow me home. And somebody was actually dumb enough to follow us home. Because when we got home, grandmama, big mama's in the rocking chair. Mama's on one side, daddy was on another side. And the rest of my cousin, we stood there. Say, bring it on. Hallelujah. Now, y'all know something about that? Because they thought they was going to fight one person. But when they came around to 716 Ohio, they found out, baby, we is one. And we was connected in the blood. And we're looking at this because Paul is writing the Philippians from jail. Understand, he's in jail. And he is writing to encourage them. And in essence, what he's telling them is this. He said, look, don't be excited when somebody is bothering you. Don't even get upset because I'm here in jail. But you better make sure that you are connected like I told you. Because before I went to jail, I preached Jesus to you. While they was whooping me, I preached Jesus to you. Now you acting like you don't know who Jesus is. Something is evidently wrong. And I know we read it in the scriptures here, but let me read it in a different place. It says, if you in fact are in Christ, have any power to influence, then you must persevere. When we look and see that we are one body, Paul was letting them know, they are trying to get you now because I'm not there. But I have taught you enough that you need to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the word of God. You are not supposed to crumble because somebody talked about you. You are not supposed to crumble because you had little heart trials and tribulation. But you are to stand fast in the God that you know. Many times as children of God, we come to church, we jump and shout, and after the choir gets through singing, everybody is feeling good. Everybody is rocking and grinning. But don't you know, we ain't stupid, because right at benediction, Satan is going to test you how good you shouted. Right at benediction, Satan is going to come up and try to tap you on your shoulder to see if you was just shouting or going through the motion. But what Satan needs to understand, we are one body, one faith in God. And when he messed with one of us, he got to mess with everybody in St. John's. See, y'all can't say nothing because you don't feel connected. All right? But let me tell you, Paul was letting them know, don't get shook because I'm not there. Children of God, let me explain to you. When we gather together, this is for us to gain strength. Because the Lord knows when Satan go, when we go to different homes and we go on our job, it is Satan's job to get you shook up all over again. It is Satan's job to knock you off your battlefield. It's Satan's job to make you bend down to your knees. It's Satan's job to say, look at here, I saw you in church Sunday. Now let me see what you're going to do. Because Satan is a bona fide bully. How many of y'all know about bullies? See, some of y'all been some bullies. I'm looking at you. See, it's a bully's job to get you all by yourself and make you scared. That's what Paul was saying. Don't let your adversary shake you. All right? See, many times we come in the church, and some of us right now, we're going through so many things. Our back is up against the wall. We don't know how to turn to the left or to the right. You need to tell Satan right now, he is a lie. But look at here. I'm standing on God that I know. Because we need to look around and see the last time we was in trouble and we called on God, didn't he bring us out? The last time we had hard trials and tribulation and we called on God, didn't he bring us out? The last time we was knocked down to our knees and we looked up, didn't he raise us up? You need to let say, no, I ain't no chump. I got some family. And when you get down so you cannot pray yourself for yourself, call somebody and say, pray for me. I need some help. We learn that from the policemen. When they get in a situation that's too much for them, what do? They call for backup. Hello? And when children of God call for backup, that makes Satan back up because they know tomorrow help coming. Some of us try to stand so tall. I can do this myself. In hell, you will lift up your eyes. The Lord has called us as one. I got so excited when I was listening to Deacon as he chose that scripture in Romans 12. I want you to know all this week I was working on a child of destiny. But this morning, sitting back there in the back, the Lord said, no, tell them they are one. Because let me tell you something. As children of God, you need to understand you are so special that God has connected you through the bloodline of faith because he doesn't want any of us to go through these things by ourselves. Every now and then, you ought to look around and see who has evidence of answered prayer. Every now and then, you ought to turn around and see who God is changing right before your face. And they are changing so you will know when trouble hits your house, go to somebody's house who already made it through. When your children are acting crazy, look at somebody else's children who used to be crazy, but now they all right. Why? Because we're family. Paul is telling them, I may be locked up, but I hear what's going on. And I want you to catch your breath. Even in Fairview Heights, I know what's going on in Alton. I'm not surprised, but I'm glad when I pick up the phone and somebody tells me, you know what? We thought this was going to happen, but we prayed about it. And Pastor, when you get here, it's already taken care of. I say, glory. Knew yesterday it was cold in church. I got here, Deacon Ingram already on the phone. Next thing I know, here comes some space heater. Glory. Why? Because we ain't by ourselves. God said, give them some backup. How many of y'all know about backup? See, some of us will try to play like, I don't need any backup. I can pray myself through. Satan is looking for people just like you. He is looking for somebody who thinks they got it all together. They're a bag of chips and four ice cream cones. He's looking for you. But let me tell you, as a child of God, you need to know who you are. Because we are no match for Satan by ourselves. And the Lord did not mean for us to be matches for him. Paul is over there. He's in jail. Let's look at the scriptures here. He said, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. That conversation means lifestyle. It is one thing to talk the talk. But when we get out of here, we got to walk the walk. It's one thing to stand and lift your hand and say hallelujah, but can you lift your hand when you get outside of these doors? Can you lift your hand in the middle of your house? Can you lift your hand when you get a final notice? Can you lift your hand when your car breaks down? Can you lift your hand and know that you know that you know that you know? When I say Father, He will come to my rescue and get me back up to get out of my situation. I don't know what I'm standing here today. Some of you have gone through all last week and you didn't have anybody to call. That's your fault. It ain't no fault of God. It ain't no fault of the church. If you didn't call nobody, it's because you didn't want no help. I was preparing for this. I was thinking about those times that when the devils and when the devil, the demonic spirits used to think they had got one of my brothers on a baseball field, on a playground. And they thought that, oh, we're going to get him now because he ain't got his family. Let me tell you, all he had to do was send one of his other friends, one of them scaredy ones, you better go get the pill now. And my big brother was like Superman. He'd come in with glasses on. In a minute, he'd throw them glasses on and whoop everything that was up there. Even still, you know, when my son was growing up, after I had left one of them husbands, that was this group of young men that were very jealous of my son. Because as most single mothers, I tried to do mother and fatherly duty. So at this one point, I bought my son a whole lot of stuff. And I tell you, God had fixed me so that I would come home, throw off my suit, grab my jeans, and go to fight. Didn't matter to me that somebody jumped on my son, they jumped on me. Until this one day, my son came home and he was like, Mama, I don't want you to fight with me today. I want you to just be my mama. So I kept my suit on, but I called my brothers. We went down on the playground, and I stood with my arms folded, high heels and stockings. I said, no, baby, he's going to take you one at a time. And every time my son got one of them down, he looked up, and I'm like, get him, baby. And I stood right there. Get him, baby. My brother was on one side. I was on the other side. My son didn't have to worry because he knew he had backup. Don't you know God wants us to know that today? When you're standing against the devil, when you got all these demons lined up, all you got to do is pray them down one at a time. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Every time you raise up, there go another devil. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. And you say, Lord, I thank you. He's dropping them down and dropping them down and dropping them down. Why? Because we are one. Tell your neighbor, we connected with the blood. Paul was letting them know. He said, I might be in jail, but I'm praying for you. Child of God, don't matter where you live, I want you to know, St. John, I'm praying for you. Don't matter where you go, I want you to know, St. John, I'm praying for you, which is another thing Paul was letting them know. He said, you might be in Philippi right now, but everywhere you go, you take a little piece of me with you. So I want you to get in the habit of thinking, everywhere I go, Jesus goes with me. It may be on the mountain, but Jesus is there. Maybe down in the valley, but Jesus is there. Maybe in shopping say, Jesus is there. Might be in the laundromat, Jesus is there. So when Satan thinks he's going to sniff up on you, you can say, back up! Wherever it is, Jesus is there. And children of God, get in the habit of knowing you don't go anywhere by yourself. Everywhere you go, Jesus is with you. Everywhere you stick your head, Jesus is there. As a matter of fact, he's not going with you, but he already went before you, cleared out the forest for you, cleared out the trees for you. He made those crooked places straight, made the mountain high, mountains down. Whatever it is you're going through. Why? Because we are one. See, we don't understand. My job today is to remind you how special you are. Have you ever noticed that when you think you're going to have a hard time and you begin to pray, the hard time that seems to melt down? When you think your back is going to be up against the wall, all you got to do is pray and the wall just seems to open up. Why? Because we ain't by ourselves. We don't go through this alone, but we are one body. Thank you, Lord. When Deacon Ingham was reading, and then we took over in Ephesians again, God wants us to know, St. John, There's some rough days ahead. And I want you to look around this sanctuary. Some of us get on in the position, we put on our strong face like we can handle it, like we can do it. But there's some of us who looking like some foxes, and we ain't nothing but a little sheep. We ain't got nothing. We ain't got no power. Well, you know, it's a bad thing when you come to a gun for a party with a knife. You know you're already dead. Everybody got a gun, you got a knife. You's already dead. But I love this. In 2 Timothy 2 and 3, it said, therefore, endure hardship as a good soldier. Catch your breath. Being a child of God in this lifetime is not easy, but you can make it. Being a child of God in this lifetime, it gets rough before it gets better. But I guarantee you that if you keep your hand in God's hand, it will get better. So he doesn't want us to be crying like old wimpy whip worshiper. Be crying. They talking about me. They don't like me. Shut up. They talked about Jesus. They didn't like Jesus. So if somebody talking about you, you in good company. And let me, you know what, catch your breath on this. You can sit down and folks gonna talk about you. You can stand up and folks gonna talk about you. Well, the bottom line is this, you may as well go and serve the Lord, because you gonna get talked about anyway. You gonna get talked about. And those of you who want everybody to love you, wake up. Then everybody didn't like Jesus. What makes you think everybody gonna like you? Some of them pats on the back, they really want to kick you down under, but they pat you in the back because they can't reach down there. So get it together. Tell your neighbor, we connected with the blood. And you understand this. God did not wait for us to get better, but he paved the way for us long before this time came. Even with Paul, again, I got to say with Paul and the Philippians. The Philippians was going through hard trials and tribulations. Every time they thought they was going 3 steps up, somebody knocked them 5 steps back. Every time it looked like they were going to have a reason to celebrate, something else happened and it knocked them all down. But Paul said, I will not let you fall like that. You have been through 2 months. You better gird up your loins and act like you know who Jesus is. St. John, we just came through a successful golf tournament, getting ready to go into a successful church anniversary. There's going to be some knucklehead that's going to stick their head in the door and say, what y'all doing that for? You better stand with all of Jesus Christ in you and say, ain't none of your business. You either part of the problem or you part of the solution. But if you keep being absent, leave me alone. This is an open door policy. When we open the door, you can get out anytime you want to. This is family, baby. Amen. But Paul wanted them to know, everybody that's in the church is not in the family. Because there are some spies here. And all the spies want to do is gather information to take out to the rest of the world. But let me tell you, we can handle them too, because we're one family. We might talk about each other, but we don't let nobody talk about all of us. Hello? Y'all know that? I might call my son crazy, but if you call him crazy, it's on like 12 parts of neck bone, baby. We don't have nobody talking about the family, because we are one. And if you talk about my sister, you talking about me. If you talking about my brother, you talking about me. And I want you to know, I wear my fight clothes 24/7. So what was Paul telling them? Same thing I'm telling you today, St. John. We're all grinning today. But don't be fooled by our smiles. We're all lifting our hands and saying hallelujah today. But don't be fooled by our smiles. Because pretty soon we're going to go out that door. And reality is going to set in. There's going to be somebody whispering to you, do you believe this? Do you believe that? It ain't for us to believe. God said it, that's settled. settled it. Whoever believes it, don't believe it, don't matter. Then you'll have those people sliding up to you. Can you believe y'all doing all that? They're looking at our church bulletin. How many people come out? It doesn't matter how many come out. The doors of the church is open. Whenever it's open, whoever comes is welcome. Whosoever will, let them come. Look at your neighbor and say, we're in this together. And you have to understand, when one person makes it, all of us make it. When one person falls down, all of us fall down. So we have to ask God to keep us, not put us, but keep us on one accord. Who needs to be on one accord today? Raise your hand. Because neither is Paul crazy, and neither am I. I want you to know this road is rough out here. The going gets tough sometimes. And sometimes you don't know your left hand from your right hand. But just like Paul said, I have preached Jesus Christ long enough for you to find at least three scriptures you can stand on. I have preached Jesus long enough for you to look up and say, Father, I lift my hand to you. I have preached Jesus long enough that when you find yourself between a rock and a hard place, you know how to look up and say, Father, I am not expecting any of you to fight the devil by yourself. That's why we have equipped you with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you need to know how to get in touch with Jesus. Don't keep running to the phone. Pastor, pastor, pastor. I want you to know, pastor got her own demons to fight. Sometimes pastor needs some help. And this is serious. Some of you got 4 and 5, 6 different hats you're wearing. I know sometimes you get tired. I know sometimes you just want to throw your hands up. But guess what? Baby, you can't throw your hands up. You got to toughen it up. And you got to say, Father, gird my loins so I can stand fast on the profession of my faith. Because you are the connection to somebody else. Right now, you, right where you're sitting, you are a faith giant to somebody else. Somebody, can I talk about y'all? Raise your hand. Somebody is sitting there looking at Sister Tate saying, how can she make it? But Sister Tate comes in and just smiles. Sister Tate is not going on Sister Tate. She's going on the prayer that's undergirding her. She's going on the faith that God has put in her. When you look at Sister Wood, she's not going because she ain't got nothing to do, but she's going on the faith that God has energized her with. When you see Deacon Wood over there playing, he's not playing because he ain't got nothing else to do, but he's got a whole family to take care of. He's saying, God, with every note, answer my prayer. With every note, heal my wound. With every note, why? Because we are connected. When you hear Deacon Stephen get down and call on the name of Jesus, he didn't just start calling him this morning. He's been calling on it. Why? Because we're family. So the question is this. What are you doing for the family? Can you get a prayer through? Every now and then you want to get tired of calling people saying, pray for me. And you need to turn around and say, can I pray for you? Because we're family. And every now and then the pillars of strength here. When our deacons get tired, who's going to stand up with them? When our mothers get tired, who's going to stand up with them? When our teachers get tired, who's going to stand up for them? When you find out that you are one, everybody matters. All of you are special. All of you matter. All of you count. And St. John's success depends on what you do while you are here. You can't put all this on my shoulders. My shoulders ain't that big. We can't put all this on the deacons because the deacons ain't that big. You can't put all this on the mothers because the mothers ain't that big. But when we stand toe-to-toe, shoulder-to-shoulder, locked in on, can't nobody mess with Jesus with us. Because we stand as one, all forces united. and tell them that, just like my mama said, baby, when you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And we coming with all the godliness in us. We gonna pray your kingdom down. We gonna step on the devil's head. And when we get through, St. John will rise up with the glory of God, because we are one, baby. We are one. We are one. Look at your neighbor and say, we are one. Tell them again, I'm in this with you. We have to understand that when Satan desires to sift us like wheat, he desires to pull us aside in the grocery stores, in the malls, on the parking lot, to whisper in our ears. But you better know, when somebody comes up to you and says one negative thing about one of your sisters and brothers, they are talking about you. When they got one nasty thing to talk about one of your sisters and brothers, they are talking about you. And I don't know about you, St. John, but I don't take kindly when folks talk about my family. Paul was letting them know. And I'm letting you know today. God don't want no coward soldier. He don't do nothing with no chickens but fry them and eat them. So we as children of God, and I say this because when you look around and see the doors that the Lord is opening for us, you better know that is not making Satan happy. When you look around and see how God is raising us up, that is not making Satan happy. When you see that God is doing things for us he's never done before, we're praying prayers we have never prayed before, that is not making Satan happy. But when Satan gets unhappy, God is happy. And we need to stand with the profession of our faith. How many of you know without a shadow of a doubt, when you call on God, he answers? How many of you know that he is still the one that supplies all of your needs? How many of you know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning? How many of you know that when you lay down, it is the Lord that restores your strength? How many of you know that if it was not for the Lord on your side, in hell, you would lift up your eyes? How many of you know that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us? How many of you know that if we were the only church that was not saved, he would have still went to the cross? Child of God, I came to tell you something this morning. Know that on the next week, after benediction and all those other days in between, the next time we meet, somebody is going to try you. Satan is going to test you. Hell is going to come knocking at your door. But you better know that you know that you know. Tell them, I ain't fighting by myself. I got some backup. I got somebody I can call in the middle of the night. I got somebody I can call early in the morning. Because when you hit me, you're hitting God, and your arms are too short to box with my God. I can see Paul now saying, when you get this, you better call him right now. Say, John, I don't know about you, but I don't need to wait till benediction. I can just think about one of them demons that's waiting on me and say, oh, baby, you better watch me now, because I'm equipped and I'm glorified and Jesus has made me satisfied, and I can stand where I am and say, Father, get this one over here. Father, hit that demon over there. And I say, back up. Back it up. The Lord wants you to know, don't ever think you are by yourself. Don't ever think you got to carry the load all alone. Don't ever think that Satan can back you in a corner. Because as long as you are a child of the King, you can come out fighting. As long as you are a child of the King, you already got the victory. And if you don't fall down, they can't kick you over. You have to stand tall in the faith. How many of you got enough faith to stand? How many of you know enough about the Lord to run the devil off? How many of you know enough about the Lord? You can call him in your damn trouble and know he will deliver you. And how many of you know that Satan gets mad every time God wakes you up? Just as Paul was working with them, I'm working with you today. Don't let anybody make you cower down. Don't let anybody snuff out your dreams. You are a king's kid, and you're supposed to have the best of everything. It might be hard at first, but you keep trying. Even when you don't believe it yourself, you just try. So I heard that you told me to call you, and I'm going to call you until you answer. And you stand there, and you call him, and you call him, and you call him. Because in the end, we win. In the end, you become victorious. And in the end, it's all about God. If you were easy pick, Satan wouldn't bother you. He's just trying you by your faith. So St. John, as I prepare to go to my seat, I want you to know again, you are so special. God wants to preserve you. He wants you to learn how to call when you need help. He wants you to learn how to look for somebody and say, I need some help. And then he wants you to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We don't have to fall anymore. We've got back up. We don't have to go up in the corner and crawl and curl up and be scared because nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Ain't nobody supposed to know the trouble you've seen. You're supposed to call them so you won't see the trouble. Just know, if I call my sister, she'll call God for me. If I call my brother, he'll call God for me. In the middle of the night, there's somebody you can call. In the wee hours of the morning, there's somebody you can call. Because God made us one. And if we don't do anything else to Satan today, we ought to let him know, baby, don't come up in here. Because when you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And we coming with the righteousness of God to tear your kingdom down and to step on your head. Because that's what the Lord did. When he went to Calvary, when he died on that cross, when he got up on that Sunday morning, he again knotted us together. So when he got up, we got up. When he got up, we got up. And we didn't get up as just individuals, but we got up as one Lord, one faith, and one family. Because he has connected us. And I can tell you just like Paul, even when I'm not with you, you better have the faith. Even when you can't get nobody on the telephone, you better have the faith. And even when don't nobody, and you think nobody else is listening, you better have the faith. Because you have enough Jesus in you to kill 1,000 demons. You have enough Jesus in you to tell the devil, send him back to hell where he came from. You have enough Jesus in you to stand fast on the profession of your faith. You have enough Jesus in you to make the devil run. Does not the scripture say resist the devil and he will flee? So child of God, remember, we are in this together. Anytime it gets too rough for you, call somebody. Anytime you don't understand, call somebody. Even anytime you are not sure, call somebody. Because since we are a family, nobody goes through this life by themselves. And if you don't have a telephone number, you got to connect. Amen. Amen. If you notice today, from the beginning to the end, God is commanding that we recognize that no matter where we live, we're all connected by the blood. Satan is going to try us, y'all. Because God is about to raise us up higher than ever. And he wants to sift out those weak ones, the ones that he thinks going to fall along the wayside. But I got news for him. We ain't losing nobody. We ain't losing nobody. Because all of us will put our arms around each other and stand as a fortress. The lesson that my mother taught me is still good today. When you hit one, You hit the whole dang crew. And how many gonna come after you? The whole crew. And we don't stop until you can't get up no more. So just for the record's sake, I wanna know, how many family members do I have? Stand to your feet. If you a family member, stand to your feet. We want Satan to know right now, you can't hit that baby, it's cause you gonna hit all of us. You can't hit that woman, cause you gonna hit all of us. And you can't hit none of us, cause you gonna hit him. And the last time we said, he is a victory. We got the victory, don't we? Do you have a victory? Do you have the victory? Do you have it today? You may be seated. I don't know, but y'all had me scared. Y'all had me scared. How many of you want victory in your life? In every area of your life. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Please stand. If you don't have victory, you need to come on and join right now. If you don't have any help, if you can't call for backup, you need to join right now. Because this is a family church. And all of us got the same daddy. We believe in the same thing. We talk the same talk. And look at us, baby. We're King's kids. So you need to come on right now. Will there be one today that would give the Lord his life? Will there be one today that would try the God that we serve? Will there be one today that would say, I want to be